everybody to Radio Dolby 89.6 FM.
Dolby Brothers.
The best band in Omanu. 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 Best band in Omanu. The best band in Omanu. The best band in Omanu.
Yes, and welcome to Radio Dolby 89.6 FM for another evening. Thank you for joining us tonight where we talk about movies. But before we talk about movies, Brother Dolby, I want to ask you, what the hell is Omanu? Where is Omanu? Why were we the best band in Omanu?
Oh, Dylan, bring it down a notch. Three-prong question for the first of the get-go. What is Omanu? I guess Omanu is a bit of a musical hub here in Dolby City. Where is it? It's on the outskirts, you know, just outside. It's about a mile out of town. And why are we the best band in Omanu? I think it's probably because there's not that many other bands, and the bands that are here are, to be honest, they suck. So there's your what, when, and why.
Oh, I've heard it's a bit of a try-hard scene. Is that true? I don't know much about it.
So I guess it's a musical hub with not so many bands or any bands that are worth listening to.
Well, that's a shame, really.
Though there is a few producers and DJs here, but yeah, they're all crap as well.
Yeah, well, that's the price you pay for, you know, a musical democracy these days. Anyone with a laptop can, you know, put a DJ in front of their name and become semi-famous in their own world.
Yeah, there's that, but there's I mean, it's a town full of fake and frauds, you know. 15% offers, Mumfluencers everywhere, you know, Teslas, Jeeps. It can be a bit of a pain in the arse, and I think a lot of these people have not ever really been to Dolby City and seen what life is like on the other side and what life is like for other people, you know. Lots of silver spoons here, Dylan.
Yeah, well, you imagine, like, if you want to be an artist, you want to be at the heart of the nitty-gritty, dirty part of Dolby City, really, wouldn't you?
Nitty-gritty. Dylan, no one here in Omanu has seen anything remotely close to nitty-gritty.
I'm sure there's plenty of dodgy things that go on.
And Dylan, like, as you know, this was a big reason why I moved out of Omanu and went to Dolby City. I felt like my creativeness was being stifled here, you know. There's no one to feed off. The people out here are just garbage, you know. It's you have to, if you want to make music and you want to be serious about it, you've got to move to Dolby City. And things worked out well, you know. I met you, we started
absolutely
the radio station. Yeah, I don't think I could move back to Omanu.
Really? Because Dolby's not the easiest place to live, to be honest.
Oh, to be fair, it does have its perks. It's got a great Indian restaurant, Great Spice, at the end of the road. And yeah, it's like really close to the beach, so it's great for the kids in summer. But apart from that, people-wise, nah.
Sounds like you burnt some bridges on your way to Dolby.
Sorry for being so snuffly today, Dylan. I've got a bit of a cold with the change of seasons and whatnot.
A local expert scientist type person the other day was telling me it's not really the change of seasons in Dolby that causes the colds and flus. It's the breeding habits of the rats that spread the diseases around here at this time of year.
Oh yeah, man, it's going around there.
Right. Anyway, let's change the subject. Tonight we're talking about movies. Favorite movies. Tell me about them.
Well, for me, it was all about video nasties. You know, the videos your parents wouldn't let you see. We had this wicked video shop, you know, and they had them all, every single one you can ever imagine. And my dad would let me see action movies like Commando, Raw Deal, all that sort of stuff. But he didn't like the sort of the horror ones and stuff. But that's what I was drawn to, like stuff like The Burning, Blood Feast, Cannibal, Apocalypse, Bloody Moon, Blood Rites, Night of the Bloody Apes, like all those sort of ones. That's what really appealed to me.
A natural inclination to like B-grade horror stuff.
Well, that's where it's at, really, you know. That's even now, it's still the only decent stuff Absolutely. We're watching, you know. Those the big companies and superhero movies and stuff, that shit's all rubbish.
Absolutely shit.
You know, there's there are still people making movies like this, you know.
Yeah, well, movies, you know, they are made for the masses. And I have to admit that in the last, I don't know, like forever, it seems I've just watched shit movies. I've got three kids, so like 90% of what I go and watch is Pixar, to be honest. And the thing about really good movies I've watched in my lifetime, you know, some of the things that stand out to me are things like Apocalypse Now and I hate to admit this, but Clockwork Orange. I know it's like really like misogynistic and that sort of thing, but man, it's a beautifully set movie, eh? It's amazing.
Yeah, and you know, Clockwork Orange, that was one of the original video nasties, actually. Yeah, you know,
that's right.
That was banned for years and years.
Yeah,
I think the book was by Anthony Burgess. Yeah, man, that was. I like the book more than the movie, I've got to admit.
Mm, yeah, but the movie, the cinematography was like outstanding.
Now, The Shining, the book is shit compared to the movie. I don't care what Stephen King says, what anyone says, the movie is 100 times better than the crappy book.
Yeah, I must admit, I'm not a big Stephen King fan at all, to be honest. I don't really like any of his books. Anyway, we're here to talk about movies, and I think we should run an ad and go into the streets where we go and explore one of Dolby's more famous and salubrious video stores, Dolby City Videos. Yeah, so this is a little ad about going to the movies. Here we go! Movies. Every once in a while, you've got to take yourself out to the movies. You got to escape. Whether it be like some lonesome planet, some science fiction fantasy, or feel good romantic comedy, or I don't know, some art house flick that makes you freak out.
Movies.
Dolby Cinemas has it all.
Movies.
Every taste.
Movies.
Movies. Everything you could ever dream.
Movies.
And escape.
Movies.
And get away.
Movies.
From your life. Only the movies. Hey, Dolby, jump on the back, quick.
Nice bike, Dylan. Jesus, this is a banger. I thought when you were saying you're going to pick me up on a motorbike, there's going to be something flash. This is something else, man. It's like World War II.
Yeah, I know. It's my mum's bike. I've had to borrow it, basically.
All right, dude. So where are we going?
Oh, well, basically, we're going to visit my mate Brandon, who's got this amazing collection of, like, 80s, like, B-grade movies. And I thought we'd just chill out tonight and watch something on TV.
Man, is there still a video shop in Dolby? I thought no one hired DVDs anymore. I thought all the video shops had shut down.
Nah, man, this guy's pure VHS video.
I can't believe I've never heard this place. The old video shop in Dolby, yeah, I used to be a total regular. I was never out of that place. I actually done one a TV from a... Like,
oh, that's awesome. Oh, hang on.
A true story. A draw at
bike
that place.
Stopping working.
40-inch Toshiba.
Oh, that's... 40-inch, that's tiny these days.
That's what she said.
Look, this guy, I kind of know him from... I don't know. It's complicated. He's like the... if I have to be honest, he's the... part of this Doctor Who club, and he's like the president, and he's like a self-declared... Time Lord, and he told me a secret. Apparently there's this wormhole that he's found in a cafe in Dolby, and you can travel back in time.
Time travel, my ass. What are we traveling back to, Dylan? The 80s?
No, you think about it for a second. If you want to watch the best B-grade movies of the 80s, why would you travel back in time to the 80s? You'd... Oh, fuck, what's wrong with this bike? This keeps breaking down. Hang on a minute. I'll just move these things around. I think it just needs a jiggle. Why would you... Yeah, you need to go to the 90s. This guy, Brandon, like, set up this amazing video shop in the 90s. Pure VHS. All cult B-grade movies. He's like... He's an expert. Oh, fucking hell. Oh, I think we're going to have to walk, I think, the rest of the way. It's not far from here, anyway.
Nothing wrong with 2 feet and a heartbeat, Dylan. So, do you know where we're going, then?
Yeah, it's around here somewhere, I think it's...
I mean, like, from here, it's this neighbourhood looks pretty...
Yeah, it does actually. No, it's just up here a little bit further.
Oh, sweet.
It's a nice place to eat, apparently. And we'll see how we go, anyway.
Well, it's a nice walk anyway, Dylan. I'm enjoying it.
Oh, here it is. Here it is.
Good evening.
Hi, a table for two, please.
There is a table for two right here.
Any chance we can have that one in the dark corner over there?
No problem.
All right, Dylan, you want to tell me why we're in a dark corner? There's something special about this seat, right?
Shh.
Why do you want to sit over here?
It's the secret. The secret that Brandon gave me.
Brandon?
This is the table to change time. You just got to know the combination and how to move it, and I know it.
Dylan, are you losing your mind?
Are you with me? Or are you going to stay here in 2022?
Nah, I'm keen to do whatever you want to do, Dylan. It seems really exciting. So what's happening now?
It's got to move it this way. A bit. 4, 12, 17, 27, 63, exponential, 400, left, 90 degrees, 12, 5. Right, here we go. We're going.
Woo, what's happening, Dylan?
Can you feel it?
Yeah, I feel it.
Travelling back. Can you feel it?
Yeah, I feel it, David. What's happening, man?
It's like the ultimate realisation of E equals MC squared or some sort of physics thing in space involving wormholes and people who write books and studies things.
I get it now, like Giorgio Moroder's classic disco track MC squared.
Dolby. We're here. Wow, so this is Dolby Videos. This is the 90s. This is amazing. Look at these VHS tapes. It's incredible. They're huge. There's so much to choose from. Like anything I want. I don't know how I'm going to choose anything from all the selection. It's like the past is choice.
Show me Brandon. Hey. Show me Brandon.
Adventures of Buckaroo Bonsai across the eighth dimension. Killer clowns from outer space. Monster dog. Microwave massacre. Assault of party nerds. Friday the 13th, 1, 2, and 3. Heavy metal parking lot. Paris, Texas. Slaughter High. Street trash. Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Oh man.
Let's go be.
Man, there's so much to choose. I honestly can't do it. Sorry, Dolby, it's over to you. What are we going to watch tonight?
Oh, man, I've no idea. This shop has it all, man. It's got Flesh for Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Blood Feast, The Ghastly Ones. Mm. Blood Moon, The Burning.
Yep.
Cannibals in the Streets. It's got every single video nasty you can ever imagine, man.
Hey, but I did forget to mention one thing. These wormholes don't last very long, and we need to choose, like, really, really quick.
Well, there might be a little bit of a problem, Dylan.
What?
Where are we going to play VHSs?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
have you still got a VHS player?
No. No, for some reason I assume that you did.
To be honest, I don't really want to carry all that plastic back through the wormhole. I think I'll just stream them like normal, by legal means, on the internet.
I think we might be too late anyway. Can you feel that tingling in your fingers? It's the universe shifting. We're going. Oh, it doesn't quite feel so good going this way, going forwards in time. It kind of hurts, actually.
I think I'm going to puke.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, God. I need to get off.
It's going to end at some point.
I'm on a lighty, I think.
Hold on. Hold your breath.
Why wasn't it so bad, Dylan, when we were going back to the future?
Maybe because the future that is now is more shit than the present. Yeah, we're back in Dolby. Let's run an ad.
Welcome to your place where you can stream any movie you like. It's Dolby Movies, 24/7 for you. That old, but some of them are very old. You can watch them, feel nostalgic. You won't get them on the TV anymore or at the video shop down the road. It's DolbyMovies.com.
Well, welcome to the panel tonight, where we are going to be discussing movies. And I'd like to welcome our regular guests, although I am a little bit surprised we're still together. Dr. Brian Johnson from Dolby University.
Always a pleasure.
And our amazing social media star, Mandy Flowers.
Hi there.
And a little bit later in the show, we have Italian film director, Giorgio Star.
Thanks for inviting me.
Right, Dr. Brian.
Fire away.
All right, tell me all about the movies.
The cinema is a sacred space. Myth and ritual is how every society creates, tells and perpetuates its values, its aspirations and its origins. In a postmodern world, cinema has become the medium for telling our stories. It is who we are.
Yeah, very true.
It is a ritualistic space. A dark windowless room, but for a single shard of light. Shining like a beacon from the projector, we sit in silence, among strangers, with whom we share emotional reactions, to the events that unfold through the same cultural lens.
Yeah, but what about the popcorn?
That is just a side hustle. The popcorn might fill your stomach, but a great film will fill your soul.
Give it a break. No one goes to the movies these days. Everyone streams.
You can't compare watching a movie on a 60-foot screen to watching it on your phone.
If it is all about size, then just hold your phone nearer to your face. For me, it is about freedom.
Freedom?
Yeah, freedom to watch what I want to watch, when I want to watch it, and where.
But where is the joy of being part of a collective audience?
Collective audience? This is not Soviet Russia. If you want collectivism, you can just see how many downloads or plays it has had.
Yeah, that's a good point, Dr. Johnson. I'm wondering if we're having a bit of a shift. You know, maybe
individualism is winning the race against a common cultural identity. I can't remember the last time I talked to someone at work. Those conversations like, did you watch blah 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 last night, and you talked about it for ages and you couldn't wait till next week to see what was going to happen. Now it's like, I watched that ages ago. I'm on season 7 at the moment.
Who cares what other people think? The world is yours.
Where is the humanity?
You lost me at the myth and ritual. It's dead.
Then we are lost. It's the glue that holds us together.
The glue never held us together. It was more like nails. Cold hard steel punching through chunks of wood. Forcing us together. Building a society based on lies.
Lies?
Yes, lies. Like the social construct of nationalism. As well as other questions. Like, at what age are you an adult? How should you greet someone? What are my gender roles? Why am I wearing skinny jeans? Why am I wearing flared jeans? They are all constructs. A fiction created by our collective subconscious.
Hey, this is going deep. I thought we were talking movies tonight.
We are. Except Miss Social Media here. She thinks she is immune to social norms.
I never said that.
You implied it.
No. You implied that I did. You are straw-manning me, dude.
I did not straw-man you. If anything, you straw-manned me by comparing my statement regarding watching a movie with others to communist Russia.
Now you are straw-manning me again. I said Soviet Russia, not communist Russia.
Same thing. To be more precise, it was the Soviet Union, but you don't like the Union.
Let's end this here. Over to our guest this evening, Giorgio Starr. You're here in Dolby City filming a feature film.
Yes, that is correct.
Have you done many films?
I have just come back from Brumunda, in Norway, where I did a film on reindeer moss.
Right, nice. A reindeer moss, like a documentary thing?
No, a film.
Right, like a sort of documentary film?
No. A film.
Right, so what are you filming in Dolby at the moment?
I am filming a movie about LG that grows in Dolby Airport.
That's awesome. It sounds like the kind of thing Brian and his friends could get together and watch.
Or you could stream it by yourself alone.
Okay, right, so a movie about algae growing in a Dolby harbour. How's the movie going?
I am still finishing the script.
Right, so there's a script for this. So what's the general sort of plot of this movie?
It mainly focuses on the diploplontic life cycle of algae.
Diploplontic life cycles, that sounds amazing.
Yes. Considering diploid sporophyte reproduces asexually, while haploid gametophyte reproduces through a sexual process, an alternation of generations is accomplished. Refusion of gametes and meiosis in sporophyte.
Wow. Brian.
I am confused.
It's okay. Some people take a long time to truly come to terms with their sexuality.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what this movie's about, but, I think the most important thing is that someone is making a movie here in Dolby City, and that's really, really exciting. And I really genuinely look forward to the film and watching it when it comes out. I'm sure it'll be a huge success and will make the residents of Dolby City proud. Right, until next week, Dr. Johnson.
Until next time.
Mandy Flowers.
See you soon.
And Giorgio Starr, thank you.
Maybe I could find the parts for you all in my movie.
As like algae?
Yes. I am also a costume maker by trade.
Okay, I think on this one I might have to pass.
Me too.
I'm out.
All right, that's all from the panel this week. See you next week.
I feel a little bit bad about what I said about Emmanuel at the start. It's a lovely place. It's just, locally, you've got a few little cheeky monkeys, that's all.
I love, there's cheeky monkeys wherever you live. Emmanuel, there's cheeky monkeys there. Dolby City, there's cheeky monkeys there. Let's look forward and let's just keep on going. Our song of the week is movies by the Dolby Brothers. Like it, love it, hate it, loathe it. I don't really give a shit because we live in Dolby. You don't.
What is it about movies where like adults go watch kids' movies? Like helicopters and planes and car chases and gun shooting and just non-stop stuff happening, and it's like, you don't get it. It's like for 12-year-old boys, why are you even talking about it? It's not a good film. And it's all people talk about is having a lunch at work. It's like this great film they saw on the weekend. And you just feel like saying, no,
where's your humanity? Where's your passion? Like, there's so many good films around.
Do you have no class? What are you talking about? Do you have no standards? Movies, just breathe it in. Just breathe it in. Through your eyes, through your ears, through your soul. Just take it.
Is it wrong, like, as a guy, that I'd rather watch like a romantic comedy than an action film? Like, does it mean I have some sort of deep down underlying issues, or does it mean I'm actually on top of that shit? I'm kind of confused about it. But I'm not going to watch that childish stuff anymore. If I was going to be really honest, like, no one really talks about movies at work anymore. They talk about, like, what they're watching on Netflix. And, well, to be really honest, it's still the same old shit. They're just watching crap the whole time. But...
for listening. Hopefully you'll tune in next week where we talk about money.